With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As nuclear arms talks with the regime in Iran appear to be making little progress, officials in the Trump administration and in Congress are warning Tehran not to test the resolve of America's military. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says time is running out in that very volatile part of the Middle East.
Well, this will be a fateful week ahead, and the last couple of days for Iran to come to its senses and make an agreement that makes sense. Otherwise, I think Israel is inclined to move and do something militarily, and that probably in some measure involves the U.S. inevitably. We'll see what happens, Tony. People need to be in prayer that we can get that resolved. We need this regime to be changed, but we don't want to put boots on the ground to do it. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting week.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Former President Bill Clinton told U.S. House lawmakers that he did nothing wrong in his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Clinton told members of Congress he saw no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse, and by the time the abuse came to light with a 2008 guilty plea, he had long stopped associating with Epstein. The closed-door deposition in Chappaqua, New York, marks the first time a former president has been compelled to testify to Congress. On Thursday, Hillary Clinton gave her own testimony, telling the House Oversight Committee that she did not encounter Epstein and had no idea about his criminal activities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was a rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 521 points, the Nasdaq dropped 210, with the S&P 500 lower by 30 points. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at black families in America.
The study finds that African Americans are more likely than other racial groups to think of at least one non-relative as a member of their family. And black people who are religious are the most likely of all. Pew reports that roughly 60% of black Christians say they have a non-relative they consider family, compared to 53% of religiously unaffiliated black adults. The survey also finds shared faith is a key to who gets to be included in African-American families. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's been nearly 4 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and polls indicate public opinion has remained relatively stable on abortion. 63% of Americans say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared with 36% it should be illegal in all or most cases. In 34 states and the District of Columbia, more people say abortion should be legal than say it should be illegal. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Netflix is declining to raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's studio and streaming business in a stunning move that effectively puts Paramount in a position to take over its storied Hollywood rival. U.S. Civil Rights Agency has determined that the federal government can bar transgender employees from using bathrooms aligned with their gender identity, dismissing an appeal from a transgender woman who worked for the U.S. Army. U.S. stocks sank as Wall Street kept punishing companies that could become losers in the AI revolution. A surprisingly discouraging update on inflation also hurt the market, while oil prices climbed, along with worries about tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Wholesale prices came in hotter than expected last month. The Labor Department reported its producer price index rose 0.5% from December. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.